I love it.
Out of my male white silo.
Yeah. So people will talk and be out of their silos as they become more comfortable with this. And maybe you've never done this kind of thing before. This is okay. So to start back, there's no sides on this conversation. Whatever it is, the subject matter is, it's not, there's no sides. We're having a discussion. Use I statements. It's about what you think. It doesn't assume what someone else thinks. Also, you want to have, if you agree, you don't want to repeat, so you twinkle to, so everybody else in this little group knows you agree.
Right. You don't repeat what was said before.
You want to do no insults. If someone thinks you're insulting them, you accept it. I forgot to add that part before. Cultural humility. You assume that everybody had their own life before and they know what they know. And it might not be what you know. It might be right. It isn't right. It isn't wrong. It's not weighty. Boy, I am expanding this on it. And, let's see. Did you hear the rest of this?
I did, but actually I've got kind of a more agenda on here from that conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to have to leave for a birthday party. If there's any opening, I am so adamantly opposed to opening up the Constitution. And I believe it could be a far-right conspiracy, that they're actually going to fund things like that, because that is so dangerous. I totally support the the new amendment. I got to get that right name. I got to calm myself down. I need one of those moves back. The move to amend, I totally support, 100% support the amendment. I am adamant that would be a really bad thing to open up the Constitution in this time. We got to realize how powerful we are. We got to find our power through our economics. We got to find our power through our people. We don't find the power by, let's do a new Constitution. What does that right wing want? That's what the right wing wants.
Is that what you just heard?
They want to get rid of the goddamn Constitution. We got a balanced Constitution.
This isn't subject for discussion. It doesn't say that they are saying we're going to do that. It's a subject for discussion.
I know.
And so each group is going to have a subject. And that group, if it's this, we will bring yours up. But that group, then they'll come back and report.
Right. But I'd like to try to build consensus in this group, actually, about how dangerous it is to open up the convention. So I'm going to go talk to people one-on-one.
What does it mean to open up the Constitution? What does that mean?
It means we would try for a new constitutional convention.
Oh, okay.
What you're saying is you might not have control over who gets to be the writers of that Constitution.
And we never followed the Constitution anyway. We don't understand
Right. And the bottom line on that Constitution is that, there are people that say it was actually the influence of the Iroquois people that we... The United States Constitution is actually a pretty solid document, and it might actually save us through this time. Yes.
And articles about that.
And I am really afraid when I hear this type of conversation, because obviously we are weak, and we don't want to know how weak we are, because we think, and I believe in people being strong. We are weak. And let's know how weak we are. When we open up the Constitution, the people who want it for themselves would just take over that. I mean, you talk about, I don't know.
Are you in our group now, too? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, he's
in the bathroom.
We're supposed to talk about
this.
This is the pre-group, before the group.
But then we're going to do it.
No, I don't know.
Talking about how we're going to be nice to each other.
I know. I'm leaving, so don't worry.
The rules.
Yeah, so I'm just going to try to talk to my friend and tell him how opposed I am to change the Constitution.
Go for it, because we got it.
And that's why I
got
to just
thank
go
you.
Active.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your radio program.
Yeah, thanks.
Kind of in agreement with her, but I can't talk because I'm
two white men.
Can we abandon that opinion for this group? Because you're the lone male.
Yeah.
And you've got me. I can
me too. I'll listen to you.
I interrupt constantly, which is why I'm not supposed to be talking.
And I talk loud, sometimes louder than you can.
I remember that from the last group. Oh. Just kidding. You were
okay.
Great.
Oh, thank you.
So, now, you consider
and you
that
can twinkle, too.
Yeah, we can twinkle.
I took control, you notice. So, do you feel like you've got a sense of what the process would be? Because you might not be with us at the next one.
I have a couple questions. What is the object, or are there many objects of the process?
The object of using this process is because we're trying to build an agenda within this movement that is all of these groups that have had. If you didn't get a chance to read these movement assemblies, you'll love reading them later. But it's online.
So the object is to come up with the
object
content of what we want?
The object, when we're talking, is we're going to be given a subject to talk about.
Oh, each group is going to be given a subject?
Yes. So I'm assuming because there's seven of these, we're going to have seven groups. And I've been counting. We've got 112 people here. Oh, the baby just came.
We have a topic.
No, not yet.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
They said talk about the Constitution.
Oh,
they did?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, so maybe.
Should we get rid of the Constitution was what they're...
We're supposed to be doing that now?
No, we're gearing up for that.
Oh.
We're talking about the procedure.
Oh, okay.
We
want
to be nice to each other.
So let me ask. Does that mean that each group will go... They'll say, talk about this, and the groups will talk about that, and then talk about
them.
So all of us will talk about all of the items eventually.
Just how to get rid of the Constitution.
That's it?
Is the main, I believe.
What's your list?
It's in the back of the book. And what I, so that's just, his understanding is a little different.
Yeah, I wonder what it,
but they're going to bring us back to tell us.
I'll be back. I'm just going to clarification so I can keep them falling through the...
You can do it. Robin is a white male, and he's talking about...
I know, look at him. He's in the group.
You know, if we're going to have...
I don't think I would want to try to get rid of the Constitution. I'd rather work on other things that are more doable.
The Constitution, we never...
Okay, so do you want to hear what you...
Yes, yes.
He went over the list of assumptions.
Yes.
He said you can agree or not agree, but these are in fact our assumptions. Now what we're supposed to do is talk about whether we agree or disagree and why we agree or disagree.
And that's what you got on your phone?
What? That's what our job is right now.
Okay. And they're going to give us the assumptions?
Okay. They did. Cobb did that. That's what he was doing when I left.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you all.
So I didn't get
what?
That, the conception.
Whatever you talked about is fine with us, and you don't need to report about or anything. And we don't care that much if you agree with the assumptions or not either.
Oh, okay.
We wanted you to talk to others about it, and that conversation to inform your smaller groups that we're going to go to in just a minute. But actually, coming to consensus about the assumptions is not part of what we need to do here. So... Yeah. Don't worry. We can agree.
I do want to make sure I strong and everyone I talk to, we do not have to open up the Constitution process. We are weak. That would be taken over by the far right, and that is not something we should do. And I don't want anything to do with my name associated to change the Constitution now.
Okay.
When we're strong,
that's great.
Right now.
Okay.
That's right.
So. But actually, that's not what we're doing here at all, and never we're going to. We're talking about, is the Constitution good enough? And if it's not, should we change it? And how we should, how, as we're doing our work and our movement organizing, make sure that our demands are ultimately codified in the Constitution.
Yes.
So, and if that doesn't jive with you, then actually maybe this isn't the PMA for you. And you might want to go home early, honestly. So. That's all we're saying. That's fine, that's fine. But this PMA, you're at a session where the agenda is to do some visioning around the Constitution. I'm not saying that your perspective that we don't do it right now is not fine, but that's not what we're talking about anyway. We're not talking about timing, we're talking about, do we want to vision how we can make the Constitution better? And if you don't want to vision how to make the Constitution better, then I would be confused why you're here. That's all I
have. I'm here because I want to visualize how to make the society better.
Yeah. Okay. But our point is just, if we're doing work to change our society, ultimately, when we codify it into the Constitution, is how we ensure that it is lasting. So, we're going to keep moving on with this agenda.
Structure is always good. You've got to have some structure to what we're doing.
Right, so we got to have some structure. Here's an example. So, just really quick. The voting rights movement and the civil rights movement did not codify the protections that were in the Voting Rights Act into the Constitution in the 60s. And so our Supreme Court, in the last few years, gutted all of those voter protections because it's not in the Constitution. So our point is, as we're thinking about environmental protections, worker protections, protecting our communities, protecting our local economies, protecting all of the work that we're doing, how do we also ensure that ultimately we're going to codify it in the Constitution so it's not susceptible to the Supreme Court or Congress taking it away later? That's all we're saying. Let's just think a little bigger. That's all we're saying. And the timing of opening things up and all that is really not on the table right here. We're not worried about that. We're worried about, do we have a big enough vision as a democracy movement? Okay? So, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. That's not my point.
I would like to say something.
But you're going to split into groups, and that's where you're going
to
talk.
I would like to respond to your statement, some people should leave.
That's not what I said. I just said, if you don't want to do what the session is, then rather than trying to wrestle away the agenda of the session, you might think about if this is where you want to be. And if you, I apologize if I offended you. I'm not asking anyone to leave. I'm just saying, when you go to a workshop and they're saying, this is what we're going to talk about, if you want to talk about something else, whether or not we should rewrite the Constitution right now, we never said we were doing that. So
I just want to say this is a convention plenary.
Yes.
And the convention included all kinds of organizing steps. One of them would be amending the Constitution. Personally, I think we need to amend it. But that was not the burden of the entire convention. And I think it was hijacking the final plenary. To say the only thing we can talk about is amending. That's not what we're doing.
But that's not what we're doing. I don't understand. Go ahead.
And I just have to say, in terms of, remember the ground rules. We have to remember the community agreements. We've had people who are yelling at people. Okay, let's please try to treat each other with respect. Let's also pay attention to power dynamics with older people yelling at younger people. And let's just recognize that we have some time here to talk to each other and to see what we learn from that process. That's all we're doing here. Nobody's being bound to anything. And it's a conversation.
Okay. So, the only thing you can talk about is not just amending the Constitution. However, this is sanctioned, this hasn't been taken over, this is what the conveners of this convention thought that we should do at the end, which is, again, how to envision, how to make sure that our movements are ultimately codified into law in the way that is the least likely to be dismantled later by any forces that don't agree with us. I'm a little unsure of, David, you're next. So what we wanted to do just right now is quickly talk about the current moment and time period that we're in, and give an opportunity for any questions around the statements that are written in the program, and make sure that nothing is missing. We're not going to try and consent on that. We just wanted to make sure if there was anything that felt like it was really missing from what each of the conferences submitted, that was named here before you go into your small group, so that could be taken into account as well. So actually, before you go, Ben. Well, actually, I'm just going to hand it over to Ben to explain the current time and what we meant by that. And then you were going to talk about, you know, the current crisis.
So just the idea here in terms of framing is that when we were discussing the steering committee made up of representatives from all the convening organizations, what to do here, initially the idea was to talk about the current moment. And oftentimes activists focus in terms of moments. We think we're in a crisis right now, what's happening this week, this month, where are things going to be a couple months from now? And we talked about it and we decided we wanted to frame the conversation a little bit more broadly. We are dealing with the current moment, but we're in a larger period. And many of the sessions, probably all of them, we've talked about that larger period. It's had various names. Neoliberalism, advanced capitalism, whatever the frame has been. So we just want to make sure that when we're having these conversations, we're not just thinking about right now, this moment today or the next year, but we're thinking about the larger period in which we're living. And that period, of course, not only goes backwards, but it goes forward, right? So that's
the entirety of my comment. So as I take over the next session, I do want to remind us, maybe we're not here at the beginning, or maybe we as conveners were not clear enough. The goal is to encourage organizations and groups to think about how to frame their work as a demand for a constitutionally recognized right. So for those of you, I've heard much conversation, for example, about single-payer health care. This is really just an effort to say, if we were serious, then in the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, there would actually be a constitutional right to health care. And so for folks who don't want to have that conversation, that's fine, but that is literally what this session is designed to do. And in terms of this current period and what is happening now, let me be clear about something. The right wing is far ahead of us in this conversation. The right wing understands that we are in a revolutionary moment because the systems are changing. Political, economic, and social institutions are changing. And to say we won't engage in the kind of that they're going to engage in is to cede the field. It is actually to say they are ultimately going to win because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And if we don't actually start to have these conversations on the left, I don't think we're actually serious about winning. That's the point, because for us, this current period of the economic crisis, the political crisis, the ecological crisis, the legal crisis, to be very blunt here, friends, what we're talking about when you are talking about crises that are happening at sectors as deep and systemic as this, we are in the beginning stages of collapse. Literally, we are in collapse. And if we on the left who share or purport to share an idea around peace, justice, democracy, and ecology are not able to convene and even have a conversation, then we're doomed. And so when we said try on the process, this process was successfully used all throughout Latin American left, all throughout the global south, you know, places where they're actually winning. So I really want to push back a little.
he following the rules?
That is actually geared towards women. Those are the conversations that I actually want to have. I would invite you to have them and take your passion, including your disagreements, into the small groups where they belong. And let's have the process, have the conversation, and move forward.
That's great. Why don't we just do that? We're about to, but we did want to make sure that, so not every conference actually completely got it together to submit something, so you'll see that some of them are not there, but also it was partly because they felt as though what we had already put was sort of covering it. So in those last pages, I know there's a lot of text there, but we just wanted to make sure that there was nothing that was a term that you just didn't understand at all, or so confusing, so clarifying questions, or if there was anything succinctly that you could just name, hey, this feels like that should be part of our understanding of the current context that we're operating in as we then go into our small groups to vision where we wanna go. So does anybody, and actually it would probably be helpful if we grabbed a mic and ran to anybody who thinks Jessica. I see Tim. Anything missing from our current context analysis?
Yeah, so the Earth Rights and Global Governance group met this morning and discussed that statement, and we discussed some perspectives that we felt like were not adequately reflected in there, which succinctly boils down to the reality that the climate movement has failed for the most part. That we have committed to a rather catastrophic level of climate change that is now inevitable, and we feel it's incumbent that we emphasize that for all of our allies that are focusing on different pieces of system change here. The reality that insecurity and instability will grow exponentially as we move forward, and that our opponents on the right wing will inevitably try to take advantage of that instability and insecurity and find scapegoats to blame, and that all of our organizing needs to be prepared for that, and that things like mass migration will be exponentially growing reality for this foreseeable future. Things like food crises and resource crises will be a growing reality that our movements need to plan around, that our organizing needs to be how we navigate the collapse towards a vision that's ahead. And so that our allies, such as like the labor movement, has a plan for dealing with mass migration in a way that doesn't undermine workers' rights, because we can be sure that corporate front groups do have a plan for taking advantage of mass migration in a way that undermines workers' rights. And the same is true for any of the pieces of this big puzzle that we're all working on. So we just really wanted to emphasize that for everyone else here at this convention.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Welcome, Matt, and that's perfect. So just to reiterate, just to make it even more explicit than it is written, that the climate movement has basically failed in that there is now irreversible climate change that is coming, that we'll hear about instability and insecurity, things like mass migration and food crisis, those are inevitable. So as we're thinking about our vision and how to get there, we have to take into account that at this point there is nothing we can do to stop that from being context that we have to operate in. There's another hand back there.
Thank you. I'm not sure that this is the appropriate place or that this group can even address this issue, but let's say that the administration does bomb Korea or Russia or tomorrow with an atomic weapons or use, or what's the other big catastrophic, but let's do say there's a big catastrophe. I'm assuming that the administration would then round up all the leadership in America, and they know who all of us are, and put us into the prisons that they are going to construct and handle with us since the big drug war. So do we have a plan for that, or is it even possible to plan for that?
Okay, so we're not answering questions, but she's naming that the threat of nuclear... I heard two things. One, nuclear threat is actually a higher point than it has been.
I'm saying, do we have an emergency plan for when the system grounds us all up?
And that we potentially could be facing folks being rounded up in your future. So that should be taken into account as well. So we'll go there, and then there. And again, please don't respond to anything anyone said. We're just asking you to add stuff that was missing.
So I think the one on political present, and for the one on our political present, and I understand that these were supposed to be looking across decades, not just the immediate near past, but I think that it misses a crucial point about the moment that we're in, which is that between all of our work plus Occupy plus the Bernie Sanders campaign, that there is a genuine fire among tens of thousands or millions of Americans who, you know, fought for the Bernie campaign, and that he woke up. And I don't want to lay it all on Bernie, of course, but I think that is an opportunity that we have that wasn't discussed enough in that paragraph.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, there's some hope and some energy that has happened just in the last year and a half.
Aloha, from Hawaii. I want to say that I really think that one of the things that we're trying to preserve is democracy. And democracy is a process. And I want to say that characterize us as left or right. I think we are democracy. I think we're green. We're talking about this huge problem that we have. And at the end of the day, those two things, to me, are going to give us human unity. We will not be dividing ourselves by left and right, or this or that. We just want full democracy where our vote is counted, and we vote the way we are at the moment. It might have been left yesterday, but it's right today, or whatever. So neither left nor right, but forward.
Okay, I'm not going to put that up there because that doesn't seem like a current moment addition, but I think everyone heard you. And then the last one.
Yes, I'd like to make a song we're saying about the threat of nuclear war and the exorbitant spending in our military. If we have a war in the next 2 years, it won't matter anything about climate or our immigrants. So, it would be nice to see if we could have maybe one or two focus that we spread this group out when they come meet to really initiate some action in that way. I have not heard of a federal candidate who has made peace their major focus and using defense money. It would be great if we could support the rejoining this group. Pick one, three or four candidates who might be able to win a federal election and have peace and as a major focus and support those people.
Okay, those are not certain things, those are ideas for the future. What we're going to be doing as a small group, so thank you, and I hope you raise that in your group. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you. Go ahead.
I also want to add one thing on students and education and the crisis that is facing our campuses right now. Not only are students drowning in student debt, one in four students are hungry, one in five are homeless, and again, the rising costs of our education system. We are also facing threats, real threats, from fascists who are flyering white supremacist flyers, attacking people, attacking professors, and a crackdown on academic freedom on the left. I do not believe that left and right can work together. Some people on the right want to kill us. okay?
They do kill.
And they are killing us.
Conversation now.
Okay, so again, I want to focus on the youth. I noticed that not a lot of youth are here. And so I'm not even a youth myself, but I teach the youth, and I work very closely with youth, and so I just felt the need to stand up for them, not what y'all think that the youth should need, but what they really are asking for. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom. Okay, so I added that one too. Real crisis for younger generation in terms of student debt and poverty, and there's more. Okay, so those are the hands that I saw around things that we're missing. And if there's anything else that's kind of more nuanced, then you can bring that into your small group. And a reminder that we're going to vision the world we want, really asking us to think big here, and not just what's possible given the current context, because that's not what we need. And then how do we get there? So the ideas that you have for how to get there are great. You're actually ready to go for the next part.
You know what's missing?
Okay,
is the open
so from here, we're gonna count off and break into small groups. We're going to find space outside of this room just because these chairs don't make it quite elegant to have group conversations. As you leave this room, again, please use the bathroom or take a minute. Please do take care of yourself. Hold on a second. There's a bathroom on the floor down here and then all the way down the hallway. Once you get to your groups, you will have already been set. They're ready to make sure the conversation stays on track and that we're looking at the levels we're supposed to be. The first question you're going to answer, you have 45 minutes to discuss this and come up with some concise things to report back to the group. And each facilitator will have an agenda so you can refer back to these questions. But the first question is, drawing on our experiences and discussion over the last 5 days, what is our vision for the world we want? How would we codify this vision into rights under a new constitution and or amendments to the existing constitution? How do we engage in electoral politics? How do we engage in building the new institutions our society needs? So this is the vision part. You're gonna take 45 minutes. You should have a note taker in each group. Again, I'm going to record the concise points that we want to bring back. After 45 minutes, we'll come around and let you know it's time to switch gears. The second question will be, what steps will we take to get there? What steps should our movements take? What steps will we personally take? Again, another 45 minutes. Then we'll come around and let you know it's time to come back here. We'll report back and close up. Okay, so Caitlin's gonna help
Divide
us.
Question.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. all right, so if the facilitators could kind of come here to the front. My understanding is the facilitators are Shelley, Jason, George, Laura, Daniel, Keon, Ben, who's not in the room, and David. Yeah?
I actually, we're doing a live.
And Tamika.
So I'll be representing a Green News Network version.
Okay.
So I can't.
So you're not.
Correct.
So Tamika would be awesome if she could take David's spot. Thank you so much. All right. And then Ben, I don't know where he is, and I hope that he's doing this, otherwise I'll figure something out. So we're going to start here with 1, 2, 3. Remember your number. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay?
8.
You're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you in?
No, I'm good.
What about you?
I'm in.
6. You're in? 7.
You're 7.
7. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nope, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, sitting down, 5, 6, 7, 8 in purple. And then I guess I'm on it. 1, you're 1, just remember 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's 8, and you're 1. 2, 3,
four, actually you're a facilitator, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I knew I was kind of around here somewhere. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jerome has to leave early, so he'll go somewhere, but. All right, if you don't know your number, you're a facilitator.
Sarin Mugliar, who is Vice President of Liberty Tree, has agreed to take over for me, and he is an excellent facilitator.
Okay, great. All right, so that's all worked out. So, ones are going with Shelly. Wave your arm.